Hello, this is Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator at Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Senior Formulations Chemist. And today we are not going to talk about a specific formulation, but we're going to talk about our polysugamols D9. And we really like this one. We use it in a lot. We talk about it with our micellar water, what we've previously discussed on this podcast. The inky name is sorbitan oleate desylglucoside cross polymer. And it is part of, it's a patented technology with us with a lot of our sugar products, which are APG derived.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this one from the APG line is the fragrance solubilizer. So it's an oil and water emulsifier, checks all the boxes, 100% naturally derived, readily biodegradable, very mild, PEG-free, EO-free, and non-ionic.
And this is a good replacement for polysorbate 20 if you want to go more natural mm-hmm. with your formulation.
Definitely.
So, and then you can do like a post-add or a pre-add.
Yes, it works really well as both a premix or a post-add process. So if it's a really difficult to solubilize fragrance, you can premix the D9 and your fragrance, and that's going to help solubilize it. You can also add a little bit of heat with those ones that are more difficult, but it's also very effective when it's post-added.
We have found that with essential oils, it works really well, but, you know, sometimes with the synthetic fragrances, it doesn't work. It doesn't work any better than one of the synthetic solubilizers.
Not always. I mean, essential oils are really where it shines, but it can also solubilize synthetic fragrances.
So what kind of applications can you use this in? Is it just for rinse off, leave on?
I mean, first and foremost, it's, you know, great at solubilizing fragrances, essential oils. And you can use it in all kinds of products, body washes, deodorants, household cleaners. And that's largely how we promote it as a fragrance solubilizer. But it really has a wide variety of applications that you could use it in. It can also act as a standalone detergent and cleanser formulas. So micellar waters, cleansing wipes, and it could also be used as a co-emulsifier in lotions.
So how easy is it to add to your formulation?
It's very easy to formulate with. Comes in a liquid form, so easy to handle, readily water soluble. You don't have to add any heat for it to go into solution, so you have that option for a cold process. And I really like that you're not constricted at all. I mean, it's stable over a broad pH range, and it has minimal, if any, impact on the color, the odor, foam, viscosity. And because it's non-ionic, it's compatible with all kinds of ingredients, so your cationics, your anionics.
And so with the inky name, you know, a lot, it is 100% naturally derived, this product. But with the inky name, no one really, you know, it kind of like deters people because it doesn't sound...
Cross-polymer, it does scare some people away.
Yeah, it doesn't sound natural.
Yeah, there's this association with the name cross-polymer with synthetic. So some companies will avoid using any material that's identified that way in a cosmetic formula, whether it's deemed safe or not. But polymers and cross-polymers are common in nature, like vegetable starch. They can be made from synthetic monomers, like traditionally used acrylate and silicone cross-polymers, but they can also be made using natural bio-based materials. And polysugamols D9 does exactly that. It has cross-polymer in the name because of the number of functional groups that could cross-link, but it is 100% bio-based. And consumers do their research now on the ingredients in their products. And I know that sometimes hurts more than helps, but in this case, they'll be able to easily look it up and see that it's natural and safe.
So with synthetic solubilizers, that's like the polysorbate 20, polysorbate 80. Sometimes, depending on the essential oil, polysugamols D9, you know, doesn't work any better than the polysorbate 20.
In some cases, yeah, I'm sure that's true. I mean, we tested a bunch of essential oils in the lab to see how well D9 would solubilize them compared to other natural solubilizers and other synthetic ones that are more traditional. So I think we tested 5 different ones or so, different levels of difficulty to solubilize. And So in the study, we were looking at how much solubilizer it was going to take to solubilize 1% essential oil in water to reach a clear endpoint. And we were seeing that D9 was pretty much outperforming all the other solubilizers. It was taking less to reach that clear endpoint, whether we were pre-mixing with the fragrance or adding them separately to the water. And there was, like you said, the odd fragrance that some would do at least as well as D9, if not slightly better. But in general, D9 was outperforming across the board.
And then, of course, I think it didn't strongly outperform a synthetic solubilizer, but this is natural, so you can make that claim on your label.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think this might be one of another favorite ingredient, because we put this in a lot of our prototypes that we hand out. Like, we've got it in the sugar scrub, salt scrub. We have it in deodorizing spray.
Micellar solution.
Of course, the micellar solution. A lot of, we have it in a foaming application too. So all in all, it's very versatile. So when we talk about this to customers and when we talk about it at trade shows, we do get asked, you know, how easy it is to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So they can use it in cold or hot process.
Right. And it isn't going to kill the foam or the viscosity or, you know, dramatically affect your color or odor.
And then it's good with, you know, cationic, anionic.
Right. It is non-ionic, so you shouldn't have any of those charge interactions messing you up.
And sometimes we get people that call in, asking about this product because it's still hazy. So mm-hmm. What do you recommend when that happens?
Yeah, that is when we'll recommend something like pre-mixing. So pre-mixing the fragrance and the solubilizer before you add it into the batch. And that can help a lot. Also, if you can add heat into the system. And then, of course, increasing the D9. But that is probably one of the questions I get the most, is just how much do I use? And there's no straightforward answer. It's going to depend on the fragrance and how difficult it is to solubilize. So those tests we did in the lab on the different essential oils, that was 1% essential oil in water. That is on our technical bulletin, so you can kind of see the different amounts that it would take for different oils. And that is going to change depending on what else you have in the system. You know, the more surfactants are in there, the more you may be able to cut back on the D9. But it's really just a big, it depends. But generally, I think you can start with a 3 or 4 to 1 ratio from your polysugamols D9 to fragrance.
All right, so that is polysugamols D9. If you have any questions, you can call us or you can email us at info@colonialchem.com. And thanks for joining us. Speak. Good boy.
Yay.